Thank you. महादेवाय धीमहि तन्नो रुद्र प्रचोदयात्। सईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
विभूषित वामवागम् नारायण प्रिय मलंग मदापहारम् वाराणसी पुरवणिम् भज विश्वनाथम् वाचामगोचर मनेक गुणस्वरूपम् वागीश विष्णु सुरसेवित पादपीठम् वामेन विग्रह वरेण कलत्रवल्लभम् वाराणसीपुरवणिम् भूतादिवं भुजगभूषण भूषिताङ्गम् राजाजिनां भरधरं जटिलं त्रिनेत्रम् पाशाङ्कुशाभयबलप्रदशूलपाणिम् वाराणसीपुरवल्लीं हरिश्वरार्थम् सीतां सुशोभितकिरीटविराजमानम् शनानल विशोषित पञ्चवाणम् नागाधिपारचित भासुरकर्णपूरम् वाराणसीपुरपरिश्वना पञ्चाननम् दुरितमत्र धनुज पुङ्गव पन्नगाना गावाननं मरण शोक जरातवीणा वाराणसीपुरपरिश्वरा तेजोमयं सगुण निर्गुणमद्वितीयम् आनन्दकन्दमपराजितमप्रमेयम् नागात्मकं सकल निष्कलमात्मरूपम् वाराणसीपुरपरिं भज विश्वनाथ। आशाविहाय परिहृत्य परस्य निन्दा पापेरतिं च सुनिवार्य मनस्समाधौ आदाय हृत्कमलमध्यगतं परेश वाराणसीपुरपरिं भज विश्वनाथम्। रागादिदोषरहितं सजनानुरागम् वैराग्यशान्तिनिलयं गिरिदासहायम् माधुर्यधैर्यसुभगं गरलाविरामम् वाराणसीपुरपरिं भज विश्वनाथम्। वाराणसीपुरपदे स्तवनं शिवस्य
ख्यातमष्टकमिदं पठति मनुष्य विद्यां श्रियं विपुलसौख्यमनन्तकीर्तिम् सम्प्राप्य देह विगले लभते च मोक्षम् विश्वनाथाष्टकमिदं पुण्यं यः पठे शिवसन्निधो शिवलोकमवाप्नोति शिवेन सह मोदते।
स्वामी, I remember those times when you would breathe into me so sweetly and melodiously, and I had the privilege of carrying your golden divine voice. On every festival and event, you would ask for me and keep me so close to you for hours. I was literally under your breath. I became the medium for your message. Especially on Shivratri, you would call me not once, but twice. I miss you, Swami. I miss you this morning so much.
Oh, mysterious voice. Oh, mysterious voice. Who are you?
Yes, no one knows me today. I am forgotten. But those were the moments when I would take the prime place on Swami's table.
On Swami's table? There was no one on Swami's table. But during a festival or event, there was always his tumbler, handkerchief. And when he gave a discourse, the microphone.
Yes, yes. Yes, my child. I am the microphone. I am the mic.
Oh my God. You're the microphone speaking. You can speak?
Well, I cannot. I merely carry his message. I am a mere machine, a yantra. But every word of the Lord is a mantra, and every mantra has so much power, isn't it? When that mantra breathes into a yantra, even that yantra, like me, perhaps gains a little power, I guess.
This is so amazing, dear Mike. You have been so close to him throughout. You have carried his message to us. You have been the first recipient of his Upanishads. And today is Shivratri. Dear Mike, can you please tell us one of our most memorable moments with our Sai Shiva?
Yes, sure. I can never forget that day in 1963. July 7, 1963 to be precise. It was a momentous day for all of us. A day when he revealed one of his glorious facets. He thundered to the audience and said, "The splendor of this avatar will go on increasing. Nothing can impede or halt the work of this avatar." But it was a day of excruciating agony, and at the same time, accelerating ecstasy too.
July 7th, 1963. That was the day when Swami announced he is Shiva Shakti avatar, right?
Absolutely. It was so painful to see left half of the divine body paralyzed. His stiff toes scraped the floor as he was brought. He was placed on the chair with the support of props and pillows. And then Swami asked for me. Everyone was shocked. How could Swami speak? His face itself was contorted. But Swami insisted. So I was brought right in front of him. I tell you, that was the saddest moment of my existence. How much my Swami went through just for us. Just like Shiva consumed that poison for our welfare. That was Neelakantha Sai.
Anare சுரபிருந்த கிரீடமணி வரணி ராஜித பத புரவாச சுந்தரேஷ கிரிஷபராதர பவகர சுரபிருந்த கிரீடமணி வரணி ராஜித பத புரவாச சுந்தரேஷ கிரிஷபராதர பவகர சம்போ மகாதேவ சங்கர கிரிஜாகரமண சம்போ மகாதேவ மகாதேவ தனிதவம சம்போ மகாதேவ நிருதனி தனிதபம சம்போ மக பதமப கமனிததப கமனிதத நிதல சத் நீதபம சம்போ தனி பதமப கம ரிக மத தபம சம்போ பத்தபபத நீதபம கமன் நீதப கமனிதத நிதத நிமனித மனிததனி மனிததம கமனிததம கமதம கரி கம தபதமபது தபமபத கமபது தபமபத கமனிததம கணிததனி மதமனிததனி கமனிததனி மனிததம கமதபப கரி கமதபப ககதம மனிததததனி சகரிதனி நிதிகனிதனி தனி திட்டிதனி தனி ததரி 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 தனி ரீரிதனி தரிதி கடி கடிரி கமத கடிரி கமதி கடி மகனிதனி கடிரிதனி தனி 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 தரி தனி தனி ரி தனி தனி பனி தத பம கம மக பப மத பனி நி தத திகதி நி தனி தனி கி ச க தி தனி த கி ச க தி தனி தரித்த நிதப க தி த க தி தனி தரித்த நிதப தி தப பப ரித்த நிதப தி தப மப க ம பத நி ரி ச நீ த ரித நிதம ரித்த நீ த ரித நிதப தனி தப மரித்த நீ நிதபதனி தவமனித பகமத தனி தவமனித பகமப கம பதனி கனகிரி தததனி தத கரிதனி தக தி சீத கரிதனி தரிதனி தபக தித்தி கரிதனி தரிதனி தபதனி தவமத திதனி தபதனி தவமப தனி தபம சம்போ மகாகரே
Then what happened? Swami spoke.
Yes, with great difficulty, Swami was saying something. It was a whisper, but I heard it very clearly. The first words of Swami were, Vinipustunda, can you hear me? But no one heard, because there was so much noise.
I think everybody was tensed. They were in panic, discussing about Swami's condition.
Correct. Their minds were full of noise. Foolish people said, Sai Baba's powers are now gone. Sai Baba will not survive and so on. The others were wondering, what will happen to Puttaparthi? What will happen to them? Everybody was too drowned in their own thoughts to listen to Swami.
Then what happened, Mike?
Swami spoke again. Now, people had become quiet, so they could hear him. You know, only in the depth of silence, the voice of God can be heard.
Right. I think it is the same in our lives too. Only when we quieten our minds and thoughts, can we hear Swami's voice inside.
And once we hear this voice inside, miracles happen. God is waiting to do miracles. That day too, I remember how in a trice, Swami sprinkled water on his left hand, left legs and stood up erect, hale, hearty, healthy, and the audience just went mad with joy. But the most important thing is the first word that the freshly resurrected Sai said. Swami said, Prema Swarupalara.
Amazing, Mike. Amazing. The essence of Sai is love. And the essence of love is Sai.
Sat-swarupam Chidananda-kandam Mano-vagatitam Munir-dhyana-gam Jagat vyapakam nirmalam nirgunam tvam namami Ishwaram Sadgurum Sainatham Sadgurum Sainatham Sadgurum Shivaya Shiva Shambho Gangadharaya Hara Shambho Om Namah Shivaya Shiva Shambho Gangadharaya Hara Shambho Shambho Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho Om Namah Shivaya Shiva Shambho Gangadharaya Hara Shambho Shambho Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho Shiva Shambho, he Nirvana Data, Sai Shambho. Hey.
gagare sa re ni sa da ni sa re gagare sa gagare sa ni sa sa re re gaga ma ma da da ni ni da da ni ni da da pa pa ma ma gagare re sa nirakara roopa shiva shambho he nirvana data sai shambho nirakara roopa shiva shambho he nirvana data sai shambho he shirdi nata shambho he satya sai shambho he shirdi nata shambho he satya sai shambho chidanandamaya shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho Om Namah Shivaya Shiva Shambho Gangadharaya Hara Shambho Shambho Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shiva Shambho Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Shambho Hara Hara Shambho Chidanandamaya Shambho Satchidanandamaya 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 Shambho Shambho Satchidanandamaya Shambho
So what did Swami say once he began his discourse?
Swami started with Dikkuleni variki devude dikku.
That means God is a refuge for those who have no one to go to.
Yes. Swami told how he has no illness and how no illness can ever come to him. But he takes upon himself the suffering of others, in fact of all mankind. And then Swami began to narrate a story, the story of sage Bharadwaja.
Was this the story of Bharadwaja wanting to master all the Vedas, all the knowledge and wisdom? Even after getting an extension of 300 years, he had not grasped even 3 fistfuls of knowledge.
Correct. Truly, the sage had become a dikkuleni varu, groping in the dark. He was advised by Indra that if he really wanted fulfillment in life, he must perform a sacrifice and stop trying to master all knowledge.
So true indeed. Self-realization can be attained only through sacrifice.
I remember Swami would often say, Tyage naike amrutatva manasahu.
So we should give up trying to reach Him through our mind, through our knowledge, and instead open our hearts and learn to sacrifice, give and forgive. You got it so beautifully.
Vagartha vivasampritto Vagartha pratipattaye Jagatah pitarau vande Parvati Parameshwaro Parvati Parameshwaro
Paritipurishwara Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Ganga Jatadhara Sai Shiva 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 Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Ganga Jatadhara Sai Shiva 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 Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Ganga Jatadhara Sai Shiva Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Ganga Jatadhara Sai Shiva Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Gama gama dada madani nidani sa nisa dani mada gama gama dada madani nidani sa nisa dani mada gama dasani dani mada gama riga sani sagari gama mani dasani sari gari sani da pa nida pa magari hara hara shankara paritipurishwara ganga jata Hara Sai Shiva Hara Hara Shankara Paritipurishwara Chandra Kadadhara Vyagrambara Dhara Chandragadadhara Vyagrambaradhara Pannaka Bhushana Parvati Ramana పస నిదపమ గరిస నిదరి స నిదప స నిదపం గరిస నిదరి స నిదప స నిదపమ రిమ పని పమ ప నిస ని పని సరి సరి మా పని పమ ప నిస ని పని సరి సరి మా పని పమ ప నిస ని పని సరి సగ రి స నిదరి స నిదప స నిదపమ గరిస నిదరి స నిదప స నిదప గరిస నిదరి స నిదప దపమ గరి హర హర శంకర పరతిపురీశ్వర గంగజటాధర సాయి శివ హర హర శంకర పరతిపురీశ్వర
Bharatwaja performed the sacrifice, right? How did it go?
The pure-hearted sage made all the preparations and he was clear about one thing. He wanted Mother Parvati to preside over this grand sacrifice.
That is interesting. But why only Mother Parvati?
Well, it looks like the mother was the sage's idol because just like the sage, Parvati too wanted to attain Shiva, and she achieved this so magnificently that Shiva ended up giving half his own body to her. Parvati gave up everything, food, sleep, comforts. Her body was disintegrating, but that did not deter her. Her life had become a penance and her every breath a sacrifice.
Mike, I guess that is the story of the journey of every Jivatma to the Paramatma, and Mother Parvati is such an inspiration to all of us. And no wonder Bharatwaja was inspired by her, and now he wanted her to come for the sacrifice.
In fact, for the sage, the mother was at the center of everything he had planned.
Amazing. If we endeavor to keep God always at the center of everything we plan, God willing, will achieve the center of His target.
Wow, you summed it up so well.
ശർമാംബര ചന്ദ്രകലാകര ശാംബ ചിദംബര നമോ നമോ ദേവദേവ ദവടാചല മന്ദിര ഗംഗാധരാകര നമോ നമോ ദൈവത ലോക സുധാമുദീമകര ലോക ശുഭങ്കര നമോ
Did he really achieve that target? Did Mother Parvati come?
Yes. What happened is, even as he reached Kailasha, the Lord and the Mother were engaged in Tandava, the cosmic creative divine dance. And once this began, there was no saying when it would end.
A dance that began, which does not end? Mike, I don't know what to make of this.
You know, one Swami said, when creation began, the sound that emanated is Om. In the pranava are present the twin forces that make creation happen, Purusha and Prakriti, Shiva and Shakti. This Om is the vibration caused by the movement of the electrons and protons within the atoms, which are the building blocks of this universe. Swami says, this atomic movement around the nucleus are indeed the Shiva and Shakti principles of this universe.
The Creator talking about His own creation? What a blessing indeed is to be hearing directly from Him. I am reminded of what late Abdul Kalam wrote. As a scientist, when you should look at the inside of an atom and watch that spectacle, he could not but think of the dance of Shiva Shakti. The renowned physicist Fritjof Capra once said, hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. In our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of that cosmic dance. And today, our Lord Nataraj adorns one of the most acclaimed scientific laboratories, the CERN in Geneva.
A minute ago, you said you cannot make anything out of Shiva's continuous dance. But see how Swami has guided you. That is why He is Nataraja, the divine dance master.
ശിവം ശങ്കരം ശംഭു വിശാലമീഡേ കപാലം ത്രിശൂലം പരാഭ്രാന്തദാനം
Next, you said Sage Bharadwaja waited for 8 days, right?
Yes. The sage was standing on the ice and snow in extreme weather conditions. On the 8th day, the mother noticed the sage. And even as she was dancing, she smiled. But she continued to dance. The sage thought, the mother has declined his request. So he was terribly dejected and he decided to return. And as he turned, he fell. He just collapsed on the ice. His body had become paralyzed.
That's so unfortunate, Mike. But when I think about it, the sage has stood on ice and the chill with it for 8 long days. But nothing happened to him all this while. But the moment he was disappointed, suddenly he became weak and he fell down.
That's a very important observation, dear one. When our mind is strong, when it is tuned to God and godly thoughts, our body can endure any adverse condition. But the moment our mind breaks, the body just gives away.
Wow, that's a powerful learning. If we want to be bodily healthy, our mind should always be upbeat and tuned to God.
Yes. If our mind is tuned to God, even if something happens, God will take care. Just like it happened with the sage. The moment he fell, Shiva instantly stopped the Tandava dance and rushed to his rescue. He lifted him and revived him. Not only that, he also promised him that he too will come along with Shakti for the sacrifice.
This is so fantastic. And so many lessons to be learned here. The Lord can stop anything for His devotees, even His creation, to respond to the prayer of a single devotee. And when our prayer is sincere, look how many boons He simply grants.
Yes, so many boons. That is why He is Bholenath.
You're absolutely right, Mike.
Ananda, Paramananda, Paramananda. Mayala valalona, jeevula bandhinche, muriyuta oka. Mayananda, సుదగమాచి మధురానంద వసి గణపతి ప్రాణం తీయుట ముఖాట ఆనంద పరమానంద పరమానంద గంగను తల నుంచి ధరణికి తరలించి స్వర్గంగమాచావు స్వర్గానంద భక్తుల ద్రోవించి కరుణను కురిపించి మురియుట ఒక ఆట కరుణానంద దానా ధర్మాలు నేర్పించు నీ బాట ఆనంద పరమానంద 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 పరమానంద
సో హౌ డిడ్ ద సాక్రిఫైస్ గో
Can it be anything less than the best of the best when Shiva and Shakti together presided over that yagnam? In fact, Lord Mahadeva was so happy with the way Bharadwaja had conducted this ceremony that he started showering more boons on the sage. With all love, he placed his hand on the sage's head and said, "Oh Bharadwaja, your sincerity and purity has touched us. We want to bless you with an exceptional boon. We wish to be born in your lineage. First, I myself will take birth as Shirdi Sai in your Gotra. Then, both of us, Shiva and Shakti, will come down as Satya Sai. And finally, only Shakti will descend as Prema Sai."
Beautiful. When you sincerely do something for the Lord, there is no limit how the Lord can reward you. And what amazes me is how the Lord was so keen to be associated with Bharadwaja. All of us here want to be in some way connected with the Lord. But here, the Lord wanted to be known as the one who belongs to Bharadwaja Gotra.
Yes, my child. That is why Swami used to say, if you have purity, patience and perseverance, you can bind the Lord with your love. You don't have to attain the Lord. The Lord will come after you.
So true.
Na na ఆర్తిని బాపి అభయమును సగే అంతర్యామికి ఆత్మనివేదనం ఆర్తిని బాపి అభయమును సగే అంతర్యామికి ఆత్మనివేదనం దయగల బాబా దర్శనం పుట్టపతిశోని భోజనం దయగల బాబా దర్శనం
But the story does not end there. Shiva had more boons to bestow on sage Bharadwaja.
Oh wow, like what?
The Lord said, O sage, it is because of Parvati that you suffered for 8 days in Kailasha, standing in harsh and hostile conditions. You endured so much pain. Now, when we take birth in your lineage, to feel one with your pain, Parvati too will suffer. She will endure for 8 days the trauma that you went through. And how I revived and resurrected you in Kailasha, now I will do the same to Shakti too on the 8th day of her ordeal. On that historic day, on July 7, 1963, Swami then said, This is the reason why the right side, which is Shiva, cured Shakti, the left side, which was paralyzed for the last 8 days. And he had done it in a few moments, just like Shiva had raised Bharadwaja then.
This is so moving. I mean, there was absolutely no need for the Lord to do this. As it is, coming in the human form is itself a great pain for the Lord. He has to limit himself in a finite structure of flesh and bones and live with ordinary mortals like us, not for days, but for years and decades. But the Lord is not content with this. He wants to physically feel the pain that his devotees went through.
Yes, he wants to physically feel the pain that his devotee went through. That is what is empathy, true oneness, true solidarity, true love. You remember the first word the resurrected Sai had spoken? Prema. And now he was elaborating how to lead a life of prema. How we can become prema sarupas.
I pray that we learn to love like the way our beloved Swami does.
అగణిత గుణగణ అమృత శివా అద్భుత విగ్రహ అమరాదీశ్వర అగణిత గుణగణ అమృత శివా ఆనందామృత ఆశ్రిత రక్షక ఆత్మానంద మహేశ శివా ఆనందామృత ఆశ్రిత రక్షక ఆత్మానంద మహేశ శివా సాంబ సదాశివ సదాశివా సాంబ సదాశివ సదాశివా సాంబ సదాశివ సదాశివా ఇందుకళాధర ఇంద్రాదిప్రియ సుందర రూప సురేశ శివా ఇందుకళాధర ఇంద్రాదిప్రియ సుందర రూప సురేశ శివా ఈశ సురేశ మహేశ జనప్రియ కేశవ సేవిత పాద శివా ఈశ సురేశ మహేశ జనప్రియ కేశవ సేవిత పాద శివా సదాశివ సదాశివా సాంబ సదాశివ సదాశివా
నటేశ శివ ఉరగారి ప్రియ ఉరగ విభూషణ నరక వినాశ నటేశ శివ పూజిత దానవ నాశ పరాత్పర ఆర్జిత పాప వినాశ శివ పూజిత దానవ నాశ పరాత్పర ఆర్జిత పాప వినాశ శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ ఏకానేక స్వరూప విశ్వేశ్వర యోగి హృది ప్రియ వాస శివ ఏకానేక స్వరూప విశ్వేశ్వర యోగి హృది ప్రియ వాస శివ ఐశ్వర్యాశ్రయ చిన్మయ చిజ్జన అచ్యుతానంద మహేశ శివ ఐశ్వర్యాశ్రయ చిన్మయ చిజ్జన అచ్యుతానంద మహేశ శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ ఓంకార ప్రియ ఉరగ విభూషణ ఓంకార ప్రియ ఈశ శివ ఓంకార ప్రియ ఉరగ విభూషణ ఓంకార ప్రియ ఈశ శివ ఔర సలాలిత అంత ప్రణాశన గౌరి సమేత గిరీశ శివ ఔర సలాలిత అంత ప్రణాశన గౌరి సమేత గిరీశ శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ అంబరవాస చిదంబరనాయక గురు నారద దేవ్య శివ అంబరవాస చిదంబరనాయక గురు నారద దేవ్య శివ ఆహార ప్రియ అష్టదిగీశ్వర గోవారి ప్రియ పూర్ణ శివ ఆహార ప్రియ అష్టదిగీశ్వర గోవారి ప్రియ పూర్ణ శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ సాంబ సదా శివ సదా శివ
Unbelievable. There are so many dimensions to his every act.
Absolutely. This is also what Swami emphasized that day. He said, a train engine does not run for a single bogey. Only when there are multiple coaches ready will the train start. Similarly, every action of the Lord has manifold objectives. And with our limited minds, it is foolish to even attempt to understand the Almighty's ways.
You're right. What we should do instead is what Seth Bharatwaja did. Silence your intelligence and speak only through a sacrifice. When we learn to give and forgive, we'll become pure. And then Shiva himself will come looking for us and just fill us with his bliss. We'll become empty and happy channels of his love and grace. And then He'll make miracles out of us, just like he has done with you, dear Mike.
Well, I speak whatever he wants, as long as he chooses. I am just a microphone. I have no mind of my own. I am just a mere instrument. I am empty. Shivo, Shivo, Shivo.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯೀಶ್ವರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಆನ್ ದ 90th ಬರ್ತ್ಡೇ, ದ 23rd ಆಫ್ ನವೆಂಬರ್ 2015, ಎ ಯುನೀಕ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮೆನ್ಸ್ ಟುಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಿಲವಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ the Sai Symphony, which had been composed specially on Bhagavan's life. It was in 5 movements and it was performed by over 126 artists from 16 countries who assembled here to perform that symphony. It was thereafter performed at the Jawaharlal Nehru Indoor Stadium in Delhi also, to a packed stadium. Since that time, more than 100,000 people have listened to this symphony on the YouTube from all parts of the world. Today it is a flagship symphony and represents in many types a unique blend of Indian and European classical music. We also had in the performing artists Africans, Senegalese, Mauritanians, who gathered together by Bhagwan Sankalpa in this divine abode of eternal peace. While the performance was seen in the YouTube, it was not really one which had reflected the technical excellence of the performance, and that has now been brought about by the excellent work done by our own Sai Studios, who have now produced a beautiful DVD and a CD in a very attractive package. And it is really a collector's item by Bhagwan Sankalpa. Tremendous amount of work has gone into this preparation of this musical masterpiece. Technologically, it required many new innovations. Lot of challenges were there to make sure that we really have a high fidelity presentation. Today, by Bhagwan's grace, that DVD and CD package is being released for the worldwide consumption. I now request Sri Sudhir Bhaskar to request and bring Mr. Chakravarti, member of the Board of Trustees, to receive the first copy of this DVD.
Thank you.
this DVD will be available in the Sathya Sai bookstall, produced under the Sai Blossoms products. It is indeed a collector's item, and for many generations they will revere this unique composition and musical melody. Jai Sai Ram!
Shambho Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Shambho Shiva Shambho Mahadeva
Shiva Shambho
Hara Hara
Shivaya namah Shiva Shiva
namo namah shivaya. Shivaya namo namah shivaya.
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
Om Shivaya, Om Shivaya.
Shambho Shankara, Om Shivaya.
Shiva, 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 Shi समस्त लोका सुखिनो